This is Dog Tales on 91X, presented by Subaru. Following the progress of specially trained shelter dogs, transforming into psychiatric service animals for veterans. Shelter to soldier, saving lives two at a time.
It is absolutely one of the best times of the week. I look forward to it. Thursdays at 7:30, it's time for Dog Tales with Shelter to Soldier, presented by Subaru with my friend Graham Bloom. Graham, how are you, dude?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. So I'm dying to know more about your canine ambassadors. Can we talk a little bit about this? Because I hadn't even considered this before as far as what somebody else can do with their dog.
Yeah, absolutely. So our primary mission at Shelter to Soldier is taking rescue dogs, training them, and placing them as service animals with veterans in need. However, over the years, we learned there was a huge need for therapy dogs in what we do. Just to clarify, you know, service dogs are task trained for one individual to help mitigate medical needs and support one handler. Therapy dogs are trained to help many. And what's really cool is we have what's called our Shelter to Soldier Canine Ambassador Therapy Team. These are dogs that have the right temperament, desire, and training with our help to be able to go out in the community and impact our military community, active duty, veterans, military families, Gold Star families. And we do community events, and we're part of the Paw Squad at the Padres.
Nice.
You know, we've taken these dogs all over. So Canine Ambassadors is really impactful because we're able to touch hundreds of lives, sometimes thousands of lives on a given day or at a given event.
A dog can bring so much joy to people. It can calm them down if it's the right dog with the right temperament, and they're just such incredible creatures. And just by kind of showing maybe natural compassion.
Yeah, you know, they sense things that we don't sense, or at least they do faster than we do. Sometimes even within ourselves, right? They notice these things. So, you know, a little story about one of the most recent Canine Ambassador outings, but our volunteers and team, they will go to the naval ships that are porting. You know, they're in port.
Oh, wow.
And they will interact with active duty sailors who have been at sea for long periods of time.
Yeah.
And they just need another level of connection and love and compassion, as you said, right? So it's really neat. You could see it on our social media. There's a bunch of photos and videos. I think what I love most about the program is obviously the impact of the animals on those that we're serving through the Canine Ambassadors, but also that these are dogs that are living a life of purpose. You know, they're looking forward to their next outing and their next impact engagement of whatever it is. And then also, it's a volunteer gig. You know, this is a way to get involved in the community, help Shelter the Soldier, and those that help us, they're volunteers. They're part of our therapy dog team, and they take time out of their day or week. And it's really neat to see people take the time and put it toward things that are meaningful and that making a difference. And when you talk to our Canine Ambassador volunteers and ask them, you know, hey, why do you do this? Or what makes you get up at, you know, 5 a.m. on a Saturday or drive an extra 30 minutes knowing that you also have a busy life? And the feedback is just incredible about how fulfilling it is. One of them said to me the other day, I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing right now than this.
I'm assuming that we can go to shelter2soldier.org to find out more information about Canine Ambassadors, or is there another way to contact you to find out more?
Yeah, the website's a great place to look. Shelter2soldier.org. You can contact us through the website or email. And, you know, if you're interested in getting involved, dogs need to be very stable, have a great temperament, and we'll help with the training to get you to the finish line, but if you have some foundation, that's even better. And it's a volunteer opportunity. Shelter2soldier.org.
Before you go, I want to find out and get an update. How are we doing with getting foursomes together for saving lives one swing at a time at Singing Hills?
Yeah, the golf tournament is coming up on Friday, April 25th at the beautiful Singing Hills Golf Resort at Sequan. Presented by Front Wave Credit Union, this is going to be an incredible golf tournament and outing. And we still have foursomes available and single golfer registrations. So if you want to go out, swing the clubs, hopefully enjoy some nice weather, be around like-minded folks, and support our mission, please visit shelter2soldier.org. You can register for the golf tournament there. That's Friday, April 25th.
Thank you, Graham. As always, great to see you. Thanks for coming in. Dog Tales with Shelter to Soldier, presented by Subaru, each week here, 7:30 on Thursday on 91X.
To learn more and help make a difference in two lives, visit shelter2soldier.org. Dog Tales on 91X is presented by Subaru. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru.